Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. During World War One, cotton wool was in high demand by the military to make explosives. The result was a shortage of the material to use in other applications, in particular to dress the wounds of injured soldiers and civilians. But an alternative to cotton wool was found in sphagnum moss, which grows in abundance on peat bogs. Dr. Clara Cullen from University College Dublin explains how these small plants help to save thousands of lives.
We are now standing in a bog, part of the original Bog of Allen at Lullymore in Kildare. On a beautiful spring day, sun shining, birds singing, and we've been looking at the different kinds of moss that were used for the military dressings during the First World War. They started using sphagnum moss because they needed to find some kind of replacement for surgical dressings when cotton wool became in very short supply in the first months of the war. They looked at different things. They looked at wood shavings as a possible padding for medical dressings, not particularly good. And one of the options was one which had actually been used in ancient times as a folk remedy for wounds, which was using sphagnum moss, found in bogs all over Europe in the Middle Ages. It's incredibly absorbent. It holds 20 times its weight in water, so when it's dried, it can absorb 20 times of whatever liquid seeps into it, whether in the case of an operation, it would be blood or whatever else. It's also slightly antiseptic because the living moss filters out impurities. So it became a great favourite, particularly in the surgical theatres of the military hospitals right across Europe and India in the First World War. The VAD and the College of Science became a central depot, and they organised networks of collecting centres all over Ireland, all over the island of Ireland, of sub-depots where the collecting centres sent their dried moss to be transported then by rail to Dublin, where they were treated, they were turned into bandages and other kinds of dressings, pads, cushions or whatever else, crated up and sent off to whatever military hospitals needed. Three types were a very long-stemmed one, which was one identified as most appropriate for medical and surgical dressings. It was extremely absorbent and particularly antiseptic. The lower grades then were used for dysentery pads, and moss, which was not suitable for either, was used to make cushions that were used on hospital trains for stretchers and so on. And all of these things could be recycled. Well, they weren't one use only and disposable. The moss was collected by volunteers. An awful lot of them would have been women, they'd be church groups, girl guides. And then you got quite a number of locals who became involved. You get descriptions of elderly women bringing down sacks of moss from the mountains themselves, walking 5 miles, bringing the moss to one of these centres, working all day in the centre, and then walking home at night. It was cold, it was miserable, it was damp, and in the remote areas it must have been incredibly challenging to go out and week after week, winter and summer, collect this moss and take it back either on sacks to the local collecting centre and then sit down and process it in the required way. First of all, the moss, when it was collected, would have been damp, as you know, because it is extremely absorbent. It had to be dried. Then it had to be sorted. Any impurities, little bits of twig and so on, bits of clay, had to be taken out of it. It was then sorted into the different categories, whether the sort of moss was appropriate for the top-level surgical dressing, down to dysentery pads, down to cushions. From there, they went to a needlework department in the College of Science, and they were sewn into the appropriate kind of bandages. The medical ones would have been large bandages, the sort of things that you would use in an operating theatre. And over the course of the war, they went as far afield as India, Mesopotamia, Egypt, France. And they sent out almost a million of these dressings. And you're talking about, in the College of Science itself, a committee of maybe a dozen and about 200 volunteers. But they were forgotten. All of these women had lost family during the war. But after the war finished and they just went back to their ordinary jobs. And I think it's a terrible shame that these women have never, ever been recognised.
The Bog of Allen, in County Kildare. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.